Having a well-stocked first aid kit, especially for your farm, is great. You need one for people use, and you should have one for your animals. And today, I'm going to share with you what I have in my vet first aid kit. Because, let's be honest, just about everybody's people first aid kit is about the same. Except for mine tends to have a little bit more, lop off your thumb, making cinnamon rolls kind of stuff, wound wash, lots of gauze, pressure bandages, those kinds of things, because I'm a total and complete klutz. But we're not talking about me. We're talking about what I keep in my first aid kit for my animals.
Hi, and welcome to the Urban Homesteader Podcast, where I'm your host, Samantha McClure. On this podcast, I will share my family's adventures on our one-acre homestead in the middle of small-town USA, from homeschooling and cooking to animals and everything in between.
Before we get too far into our episode today, let me just make a disclaimer about the things that I keep in my first aid kit so that, for my sake and yours, everybody stays safe and your animals stay safe and healthy. For a lot of the medications that I keep in and use on my animals, it is recommended highly that you speak to your veterinarian regarding them. They can give you the best dosages and help you get the prescriptions you need to treat your animals. It's what I've done. And I highly recommend you do it as well. Do not just give your animals anything willy-nilly. Not everything works with everybody. Same thing for people. And not all animal prescriptions can be used on people. I wouldn't recommend that anyway. I would talk to your doctor first. And not all people prescriptions will work on animals. So talk to your vet if you have any concerns. Hey y'all, I'm Samantha, the Urban Homesteader, and today it is time to dive into what's in your first aid kit for your animals. Today, I'm happy to share with you what I keep in mind, especially since right now I am having to treat one of my ducks for injuries sustained by dogs. I was a little hesitant at first when she first presented with her injuries. I wasn't sure she was going to live, but after treating her for several days and, doing all the things that I need to do, I think she's going to be okay. She's eating great. She's walking around. She's swimming. She's loud. I don't think we're going to get any eggs for a while because she is pretty stressed out. As you can imagine, the dog's got a hold of her. But a little first aid treatment, and she seems to be doing much better. So let's start with what you can find at the pharmacy. Simple things that I keep in my first aid kit that I can use on my animals, and in a pinch I can also use them on me. I get these at the CVS and at Banks Pharmacy here in Edgefield. It's great to have on hand in both your kit and your animal's kit, and that is wound wash. You can get a sterile wound wash. I think it's saline solution. It's great to have on hand. It comes out kind of high powered when you push the little nozzle at the top. And it's great for irrigating wounds and cleaning things out. You've got puncture wounds, you can use it to clean it off to get a good idea of what exactly you're looking at. I used it quite a bit when I cut off the tip of my thumb, just kind of keeping things clean. So it's a good one to have. I had to use it this morning on my duck to just kind of clean off her wound. She had some corn stuck to her backside from when the kids were feeding the other day, and can't let it heal with corn stuck in her butt. It's just not going to work. So wound wash is great to have. Another wonderful thing that you can get at the pharmacy is gauze. Gauze is great for, putting pressure on injuries to help staunch the bleeding. It's also great for drying things off. I would not recommend rubbing with gauze because gauze is kind of rough. But to like pat dry what you're cleaning, it is great. I irrigated my duck earlier with the saline wound wash, and then I used the gauze to gently dry off her spot so that I could treat her with other things. So those are great things. another thing that I get at the pharmacy. Now, if you're doing antibiotics, you do have to give a shot. Oral antibiotics, they have their place, but an injection often works better. And when you do an injection, it helps if you have syringes. I have found that the syringes that you can get for insulin work wonderfully for my small animals and my poultry. So I go to the pharmacist, I ask for a package of syringes for insulin. They're like 6cc, 10cc. They're little. They have a little bitty needle, so you're not like feeling like you're stuffing a log in their skin when you use the big needles. But I hate using the big gauges. They make me anxious. It's like, I don't want that in my skin. I don't want to like give them a shot like that either. So insulin needles, I'll be completely honest. I went to buy my insulin needles for the first time because I needed to shoot some squirrels with some Baytril. Apparently, my squirrels, so I raise squirrels periodically and just kind of foster them and let them go. I had a squirrel that broke a toe. Actually, I had two squirrels break toes, but I had to give them a shot of antibiotics, and the big needles that I had just were too big. And a friend of mine who also rehabs mentioned the insulin syringes. So when I went to the pharmacy and I asked for the syringes, I felt really awkward because I felt like I was going to be judged. But when I told them, they really don't care. Heck, as far as they know, I could have diabetes and I need insulin. It's not a big deal. But I felt judged because there's the whole stigma behind having needles and syringes for things you don't need. I felt judged. So I just mentioned I need it to inoculate a squirrel. I need them to inoculate my poultry. I don't know if inoculate's the right word. Either way, I said I was shooting squirrels and ducks. And they laughed at me. They knew what I meant. And they gave them to me. Well, I had to buy them. But I was able to get the insulin syringes from the pharmacist. It's not a big deal. If you feel awkward, just tell them it's for agricultural purposes. They really won't care. But that's where I get those. It helps. I got a pack of 10 for like $3. They were cheap. They're great to have on hand. They're the perfect size. I keep them in my first aid box. And they're nice. Like I said, they're nice to have on hand. What are some other things that I use from there? I can't think of anything else that I use directly from the pharmacy. Hold on just a second. Oh, I got it. Hey, folks. I'm going to interrupt this podcast for just a minute and share with you a short commercial regarding our podcast host, Anchor by Spotify. Now, the things that I get from the farm store are a little bit different than what I get at the pharmacy. I keep both blue coat and red coat in my first aid box. I know some people have strong feelings against using them. I find they have their place. I don't use them for every wound and injury on my chickens and ducks or my dogs, but every now and then I will use them on larger injuries just because I'm trying to protect my animal from flies and ants, and this just kind of helps. Blue coat is great for ringworm and fungal infections. Red coat is great for antibacterial and microbial and helps encourage healing. So if you look at the blog post that I posted today that goes with this podcast, I shared a picture of my ducks swimming in their little water hole pond thing. And my duck looks like she is just the bloodiest thing ever. Yeah, that's not blood. That's the red coat. And I stained my pants when I put it on her because I essentially had to sit on her to hold her still. I have really large ducks. Several times I've had to convince people that they are indeed ducks and not geese because no one wanted to believe me. But that's beside the point. Red coat, blue coat, they have their place. I don't use them all the time, but I do use them. Another thing that I get at the farm store is Vetresen. Vetresen is, honestly, it kind of reminds me of Bactrosin that you use on like your own injuries and stuff. It smells the same. Pretty sure it's probably very similarly formulated. It's great to have to just kind of spritz over their wounds, kind of help kill bacteria and encourage healing. I hate to admit it, but I kind of like the way it smells. But I get mine at Tractor Supply. I saw the prices on it today. I've had my bottle for a little while. I probably need to replace it. I'm not entirely sure how long it lasts. But it was like $22 for 8 ounces. I'm going to say it was about an 8 ounce bottle, maybe a 4 ounce bottle. I don't know. I didn't look at the sizes very well, but that one's a good one to have. I also keep the drenches and probiotics that you can mix into their water when they're feeling kind of down. It'll help perk them up, give them some vitamins and nutrients and replace gut bacteria and all of those things. I do get various syringes and gauged needles. I know earlier I was talking about how I like the insulin needles for shooting my ducks and my squirrels and all of my animals, but sometimes a larger gauge and a higher or a bigger size syringe is required for certain medications and treatments, and so having those on hand is good. I have to go find them. Put it in the blog post what size I usually keep just in case. You guys are interested, but I also get those at Tractor Supply. You can buy the needles separate from the syringes. I think the syringes are like 18 cents a piece is what I pay for them. I'll have to go back and look. I can't remember, but I get those at Tractor Supply as well. And I also, what is it that I get at Tractor Supply? There was something else that I get at the farm store. Oh, scalpels. I know with ducks and chickens, you're probably thinking, what do you need a scalpel for? Well, there's this lovely infection that they get sometimes in their feet. It's called bumblefoot. And yeah, it's not a pleasant infection. I don't enjoy it. It's really gross. But we have to clean it out. It's these big sores in the bottoms of their feet or even on top of their feet. We had a duck with it on the top of her foot. And the scalpels make getting into that infection really, really easy because like a pimple, you kind of need to squeeze it all out. Well, technically you shouldn't squeeze a pimple. It causes scarring. But for bumblefoot, it is staph infection. So you kind of want to clean it out. I would recommend wearing gloves. These are another thing you can get at the pharmacy or just about anywhere. Get some gloves. Wear gloves when dealing first aid on your animals. Just to protect you and to protect them. And of course, dispose of everything appropriately and wash your hands afterwards. I cannot stress that enough. You do not want to get sick. Ugh, sorry. Talking about bumblefoot makes me want to gag. I hate dealing with that. It's so gross. So gross. I also keep Diomyces earth at the house. It has its place. Not everybody approves of it. I use it. I sprinkle it on my chicken's feet. It's great for mites. Put it in their dust bath. I don't use a lot of it because it can cause respiratory issues in myself and them. So I just sprinkle it when they're all out of the coop and I put it in their little dust bath thing. And they just kind of throw it over themselves. And it helps keep the mites down and keeps the flies down. It's just a good thing to have all around. It's how we use it. Now, for the vet, some things you can get from your vet's office. Capstar is good to have. You don't necessarily have to have a prescription for Capstar. You can get it at PetSmart. I use Capstar for treating inside and outside parasites. Like, for instance, my duck was being attacked by maggots or flies and had maggots on her injury. So I took a bottle of distilled water, just a 2 ounce dropper bottle, and I dropped an entire small dog Capstar in there and let it dissolve. It's a lot stronger than necessary, but I was battling flies and I really want this duck to survive. So I'm like all in or else. So I dissolved it. And when I went to treat my duck, I would just take a couple of dropperfuls and let it run over her injury, and it just kind of kills the maggots on the outside. Again, this is something you need to talk to your vet about, but when I treat my animals for parasites inside and out, such as maggots and stuff, I do give my ducks a quarter of a small dog pill of Capstar. Just a quarter of one. It doesn't require a lot. But again, I would talk to your vet to see what they recommend. This is just what mine recommended and what I use. Other things that I keep on hand with vet's prescription, I have Baytril and Amoxicillin. Both are antibiotics. Baytril is a good broad spectrum antibiotic. It is, I use it for injections. I don't think I can get them to swallow a pill. Chickens and ducks are stubborn, but an injectable is good for them. Amoxicillin is great to have on hand as well. They respond fairly well when they have upper respiratory issues. Now, with antibiotic use, I know a lot of people are worried about eggs and meat and stuff. So I only treat my ducks with antibiotics when necessary. Chickens, I have to separate if I use antibiotic because we don't eat their eggs if they do. I'm not worried about treating my ducks with antibiotics because, one, we don't eat their eggs. My husband is highly allergic. We eat ducks for the meat, but this duck is our breeder duck that we're currently treating with antibiotics. So we're not going to eat her, and I'm not going to eat her eggs. I'm going to hatch her eggs. At least that's my goal, because my son can eat duck. He can't eat chicken. So we eat chicken eggs and we eat duck. So I'm not worried about antibiotics, but I know some people are. Meloxicam is a great anti-inflammatory for poultry. I use it. My veterinarian prescribed me a bottle of liquid meloxicam to use with my poultry. It's great for pain relief, and it's just good to have on hand. But again, it also requires a prescription. These are the things that I use in my first aid kit. I'm sure that there's other things that other people have that I am not aware of. This is just what I have. I do keep, what was it that I kept? There was some kind of oil that I keep. I keep olive oil, and because you never know when you're going to need a little bit. And I keep a little rubbing alcohol as well. I'm not a huge fan of using rubbing alcohol because I don't want to cause more pain than necessary, which is why I like the Vetresen. It doesn't burn quite as bad, which is nice for my birds. I don't want them to be as stressed out. A little yarrow. Now, like if one of my birds is bleeding profusely, like my duck was the other day when the dogs got a hold of her, I use some yarrow to help stop the bleeding. Yarrow, if you're not familiar, is a flower. It's quite a lovely flower. It's one of my favorites. But I keep dried yarrow ground into powder, and just a sprinkling of that over an injury kind of helps stop the bleeding and encourages coagulation of the blood. So I keep some of that in my vet first aid kit as well. I hope today's podcast has been educational and can help you put together a great first aid kit for your farm. And when I add more livestock, which I plan to, I will record another podcast with what I keep in my first aid kit for those animals. So hopefully here before long, I will have information regarding goats and rabbits and quail, as well as my ducks and chickens. Probably won't get anything else just because I am in town and I do have to watch what I bring in. I also don't have a lot of space, but you never know. I might convince my husband one of these days to let me get a pig. Of course, being in town, it has to be a pet pig. Go figure. Anyway, I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Check out the blog post that accompanies this on my website. And have a fantastic rest of your week. Until next time.